Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
We love sustainability, and so does Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
Hello, Sashir!
Hello, Nicole.
Oh boy, I thought you were going to say that you weren't recording again.
No, now I am recording.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm in Mexico City. And
hola.
Hola to you too.
That's how they greet each other in Mexico. Did you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Just making sure that you know how to say hello to the people who are there.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I don't want to be rude.
No worries. That's what I'm here for.
I don't want you to be upset, but I saw My Chemical Romance last night.
I know. I didn't know it was last night, but I knew it was coming. I'm not upset as much as I am disappointed.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, I love My Chemical Romance.
Yeah, I know.
I love them a lot. And yeah. I really wanted to see them this year, but it wasn't feasible. It wasn't in God's plan for me. He did not see it for me.
Right.
But I am happy and blessed that you got to see them. How was it?
It was really fun.
Yeah, of course it was. I'm no okay. Did they sing that?
They did, yeah.
Of course they did.
Yeah.
What was their closer?
I didn't recognize it, so I don't actually know.
Probably something new. I don't know any of their new shit.
Same. Yeah, there are a few ones where I was like, I don't know.
I hope that's what you did saying there. I don't know.
Yeah, I was like jumping to not okay and then being like, I don't know about this one. I'll just stand.
I'll just stand here and sway a little. I don't know.
But it was very, very fun. Gerard was in, I think, a Joan of Arc outfit or like some sort of like knight. Like there was a cape and chainmail. And it was also funny because no one else in the band was dressed up. It was just the lead singer. And I like that. I like that he's like, I don't care what the rest of you want to do. Everyone do whatever you want. You want to wear a t-shirt? Fine. I'm going full night.
Maybe he missed Halloween and he's making up for lost time.
Maybe. Or maybe like he just like has been touring this whole time and like had like everything else was dirty. And he's like, oh, I have my Halloween costume.
Maybe it's not even his Halloween costume. It's his dirty clothes outfit.
That's a heavy, dirty clothes outfit.
Right? You know how, like, some ladies have, like, their nasty panties for, like, their period? Uh-huh. And then you run out of your good panties and you're not on your period. And you're like, I'll just wear the holy ones. Maybe that's the Joan of Arc outfit.
Yeah. And I like that. It's a good choice.
Yeah, I like it, too. Sashir, I have something to tell you.
Oh, okay.
I'm really hungover today.
Oh, she went out?
She went out. She played with a big dog. Oh. She got home. She ordered Taco Bell. She ate too much Taco Bell.
Mm.
And then her tum-tum hurt this morning.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm going through.
Whose dog was this?
A big, big, big one.
Were you partying with the dog?
Yeah, me and this dog had a wild fucking night. No, it was Gilly's dog, Wilma. She came to the bar.
Yeah.
And she's so, so sweet. Okay, have you ever seen Veronica's insurance? She's like an insurance lawyer.
No.
I don't understand what's happening with Veronica because she, I think she has a dog as a partner. And I'm just confused if the dog comes to court. I mean, okay, I'm not crazy. Can you please pull up Veronica's? She's a lawyer with a dog. And the dog wears a suit sometimes. What? Like, is this dog coming to court with us? It's like a big old husky. Wait, show the one in the suit. Like, what the fuck?
That's a German Shepherd, by the way.
Oh, what did I say?
You said husky.
Okay. That wasn't going to really bother Jordan unless she...
I have to get this out.
Thank you.
Veronica and Basco, fully insured. So this isn't this. She's an insurance lawyer. And these are ads with her dog?
I believe so.
Whoa, I don't think I've seen these at all.
You haven't?
They're all over LA.
Yeah, oh. And there's one prominent billboard on Western that I see all the time.
And this dog is in a suit. This dog,
yes,
it looks like it's standing upright in a suit, wearing sunglasses. This dog also looks like it's from Men in Black with this white shirt and black tie.
I need to get to the bottom of who Veronica is.
Is the dog involved?
Why she has so many billboards? Is the dog working on the cases? Who's Bosco?
Maybe Bosco's actually a human, but thinks it's funny to use a dog in the pictures. Maybe Bosco...
Well, then I'm certainly not using you. You're joking around too much.
I don't want a funny lawyer.
No, I want serious. Get me my money. I want my money and I want it now. Do you remember those commercials?
I do, yeah. Veronica Gallardo. Since opening the doors of her company, Veronica has remained in the insurance market for over 25 years. Okay, Bosco, an intelligent and friendly German Shepherd that becomes your best ally. Its ability as a protector and is legendary, and he is always available where he is needed. Bosco protects you when you need him the most.
That didn't explain anything.
That's still not specific enough.
Yeah, he's just a dog. Or not just a dog. He's a dog. Or she. I don't know what gender like, Bosco is.
I think he. But then it said it's.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know.
Which is pretty rude.
Yeah. I think if we're personifying Bosco.
I would never call Klein an it.
Yeah. Yeah. Say they.
Yeah. Oh, I wonder if Clyde would start an insurance company with me.
No, I don't think so. Clyde would start.
I think he's a pickpocket. I think he's a criminal.
Oh my God. I was going to say it's Discovery Zone.
Listen, they're both fun. Wait, this is Veronica's Instagram?
Kimmy keeps bringing more ads up and they are getting wilder and wilder.
I'm sorry, it's just too good.
There's
can you guys describe this?
Oh, I don't know if I can. It's a kind of a cartoon ad. It's animated. It's for Halloween. Veronica and Bosco are dressed up as Ghostbusters. And then they fly into the frame. Pumpkins emerge from the ground. There's a skeleton holding a sign. And there's a moon in the background. So I guess it's spooky. And then, I don't know Spanish, so I don't know what it says. But it's 40% off of something.
40% off.
Oh, Jessica can translate.
It goes, Veronica, she exterminates the high prices.
Which also, if they're dressed up as Ghostbusters, she should be busting the high prices.
Yes.
But I guess, what's the Spanish word for bust? Would there be?
I don't think it translates the same.
Okay, so maybe this is the best translation.
What is she, insurance? But also it said law?
All of it's unclear. I don't know if it's really unclear. I don't know who would call her. I don't know who would see the poster and be like, oh, perfect. She'll probably help me. You know, like, I have a need and she's the one I need to call.
Yeah, there's a lot of billboards like Sweet James. Do you know Sweet James?
Oh, I have seen the Sweet James, which is also a lawyer, right?
I believe so. He doesn't have any animals, though. He's just Sweet James. But yeah, No, that's a lie. I once saw a billboard for a psychic, and then I went into the shop that the billboard was under. No, that the billboard was above. Yeah. And they were like, there is no psychic here. She rents the billboard. You got to call the number. Get out. And I was like, okay.
I was talking to someone who said they had a friend who was a one of those lawyers who has a, like a outlandish billboard mm-hmm. or a commercial or something. And they said, like, that kind of is the most important thing for their company is the advertising, because it's if it's catchy, it'll work. And people will be like, oh, I've seen Sweet James, so I got to call them uh-huh. or whatever. Or I remember this phone number, which is 777-7777.
Or Celino and Barnes, injury attorneys, 800-8888.
But they're not together anymore.
No, and one passed. Yeah. Wait, what are you wearing? Describe it to the people listening.
So since I'm in concert mode, I'm wearing a long sleeve white shirt. And then I just got this. It's like a fanny pack, but it's on my chest. It's like a chest fanny pack. It's like a vest.
Chesty pack.
It's a chesty pack. It's like half a vest and it has a zipper and a pocket.
Are you going to another concert today?
I am.
Who are you seeing?
I'm seeing Paramore and then a bunch of other people I don't really know, but I'm excited to see Paramore.
What is Paramore's most famous song? That's that lady with the orange hair?
Yes, exactly. Let's see. What's the song? Crush? Is it called? Well, I don't know.
Misery Business?
Misery yeah, Business by their most popular. Yeah.
Someone's got to sing it.
And the business of misery is ticking like a clock. You got a body like an hour. Or something. I fucked it up already. But body like an hourglass is ticking like a clock. We should probably just pull it up.
I don't think I know this song.
I feel like you must. Yeah, I don't think I did it justice. So, like, the music videos, they're, like, in school, and mm-hmm. there's a girl who's, like, with a boyfriend, but the... okay, we just pulled it up. It's great.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Kimmy, hit that chorus.
Yeah, this is basically what I was singing.
Yeah, okay. I know this song. And is that their most famous song?
I think it might be their most famous song, yeah. It has 250 million views on YouTube.
Too many! Too many people watched it. Can you even?
Yeah, and they're having a comeback. And so is just emo culture in general, which I'm down for.
Yeah, because we went through a whole fucking pandemic and we have feels. We're all
everyone's
feeling.
In the feels. Yes, everyone's painting nails black, putting bangs back in their face. There's also something called emo night that's here tonight, which is a thing that I think tours. I have never been. I don't really know what it's about. Kimmy, do you mind looking it up? But I think it's a party.
Oh,
they probably just play emo music.
And you everyone's dance. Just sad, vibing.
Vibing and sad.
They have one in LA for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's like in most major cities, but it's like at different times. I don't know.
There was an emo festival. I think it's called While We Were Young or yeah. When We Were Young.
Yeah.
That got canceled in Vegas.
Oh, yeah. Why did it? But didn't it actually happen?
I think it happened on one night, but I think it was like windy or something. I think that was literally the reasoning. And they were like, too windy. We can't do this today.
My long hair is getting caught in the wind. I can't see anything.
My hair the hairspray's not keeping.
Emo night. Not a band, not DJs. No. We throw parties for the music we love.
Oh, wait. Jessica said something.
Oh, the...
They canceled opening night for, oh, I was right. It was windy.
Uh-huh.
I would be so sad if I went to something that got canceled because it was too windy.
That would suck.
I once was on a plane that couldn't land because it was too windy. We started landing and then we had to go back up into the sky and then had the worst turbulence I've ever felt in my whole life. And on that flight, there was a woman with a big hat and lots of drinks, and she didn't want to give them up. And when we hit the turbulence, she was like holding all her drinks and her hat was on. Mm-hmm. It was That's maybe the funniest thing I've seen a human being do.
That's really funny.
She looked like a full-blown cartoon character.
I don't care how windy it is. I need my drinks.
I believe she was drinking straight up Bailey's,
water,
and champagne. I think that was her trifecta?
Yeah.
Is that three?
Yeah.
Her trifecta of drinks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And how long did it take for you guys to actually land? Do you remember?
Like an hour. We had a circle.
Good Lord.
It was really awful. And the turbulence was terrible.
Yeah. Sometimes I'm on planes where it's like really turbulent and people are just chilling. And I'm like, how are you not freaking out right now?
See, I can chill because I don't see a plane accident for myself.
Right.
That's just like not how I'm going out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, stay chill because like, we're not dying today, guys.
Guys, I'm on this plane and I'm not dying in a plane crash. So we're fine, obviously.
We're obviously going to be fine. But I would like a pilot one day to just be like, oh, whoa, Nelly, this is wild, isn't it?
No, because that would stress me out. I'm like, he shouldn't be saying that.
He wow. should be calm. Ooh, look at this plane go.
Bumpier than usual, eh?
I'm very excited. I finally remembered to log into Delta.com. This is becoming a plane podcast where I just constantly talk about planes.
We love planes.
But I picked out my choice benefits for this year and next year.
What did you choose?
You know I chose that access to the fucking Delta Sky Club.
Yeah, they make it harder to get into. So
they sure do. But then I also picked I could bring a friend whenever the fuck I want.
Nice. And that's so considerate.
Right? Isn't that nice of me to be like, I'm benevolent, I'll bring a friend. And then I picked some miles. I think I got 100,000 miles out of it all together.
Nice.
And she used them already.
Ooh. Was it on
trip? Because we're going to Bahama. Ooh, my pretty.
Bermuda, Jamaica. Ooh, I wanna take you to. Oh, no, wait. Did I go that already? I feel like I want to say Bermuda.
Jordan's so mad. Bahamas,
come
on, pretty mamas. Bonita,
Key Largo,
Montego, baby, why don't we go down to Kokomo? We'll get there fast and then we'll take it slow. That's where we wanna go. Way down in Kokomo.
You knew way more than I did. I certainly didn't know nary a word to that song.
And I honestly can't tell you why I know so much of that song. And I didn't know enough, but I knew some.
I don't know. I'm pretty proud of you. It was nice.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we're going to the Bahamas. Are we going to swim with pigs? I know you've wanted that.
I'm not going to the Bahamas and not swimming with some fucking pigs. Okay?
Okay. Do you think, because we swam with dolphins once and then felt pretty bad about it afterwards because we didn't really think about,
pigs are not in captivity.
Oh,
they're
great.
They're wild.
Oh, great.
So you have to like be careful because they might bite you.
Pigs will bite you? Why would they even want to?
Why would they want to bite you?
Yeah.
I don't know. Oink, oink, your food?
I guess if you like pet it too hard.
Yeah,
or
like I don't plan on petting them. I plan on just being near them. Being like, pigs, are you happy?
No.
I fucking love pigs. I'm so excited.
Yeah, I'm excited for you.
Oh, thank you. I can't wait to lay on a beach.
Yeah. I can't wait to show you my swimming skills.
I can't wait to see you swim. What a dream.
Yeah.
This is truly, I don't know, 42 years in the making. We've been friends for 42 years. The minute I met you, I said, will you go swimming? And you said, no. Imagine that was the first thing I asked you. Hey, do you want to go swimming?
I mean, I feel like it was pretty close to one of the first things you've asked me.
Hi, hello, go swimming with me.
Mm-hmm. No, I can.
Which is really exciting for me.
Yeah. Have you seen the Wakanda Forever movie?
No, have you?
Yeah.
Spoil it, baby. How was it?
It was great. I'm not going to spoil it, but I was.
You can.
That's not why I'm bringing it up. Well, I guess. What do the trailers tell us? Okay, so there's a character in there who's like underwater all the time. And when he got cast for the movie, the producers were like, congratulations. By the way, you can swim, right? And he's like, haha, I've never drowned. And they're like, okay, but like, seriously, you can swim, right? He's like, I've never drowned. And then they like ended the conversation.
No.
And his agent called and was like, can you swim? And he was like, No.
Oh, no.
But then he just took swim lessons for months before the shoot and was fine. I mean, I wouldn't be able, he looked like you could totally swim, so I couldn't tell. Wow. But just like, I mean, yeah, is what you got to do is be like, mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, if you get cast in a Marvel movie, you say, yes, I could do anything.
I can do anything, yeah.
Ride a horse, climb rocks, I could do it all.
Yeah. When do we start? Okay, yeah, I'll have it by then.
That is wild because he could have had a fear of water.
Yeah, you never know.
You don't know till you're in the ocean.
Yeah.
And the ocean's wild.
He was like submerged from most of it.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Did it feel like Aquaman at all?
No, but parts of it felt like Avatar.
Oh.
I mean, just like with the look and some stuff. But also whatever. Like all most stories like feel like other stories. Like
mm-hmm.
But also the story of the whole movie was like amazing. I felt like it was very well told. And
what happens?
I'm not gonna just say it. Although by the time this comes out, I'm sure most people have seen it. But no.
I hope to see it. Oh my god.
I hope you see it too.
The way I said that.
I hope to see it.
I hope to see it.
Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling selection of timeless designs, perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelet, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, and wear it, and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Pandora Jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora. Be love. I don't wear makeup often, but when I do, I want to make sure I can use products that work for my skin and look good for my skin color. And so that's why I like Thrive Cosmetics. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Their Brilliant Eye Brightener can be used as highlighter eyeshadow combo that makes your eye look effortless. It comes in 16 buildable shades to choose from and play with. Their easy-to-use Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look. It holds like wax and blends like a powder. I love the waterproof eyebrow liner because most of the time I just do my eyebrows and walk out the door. I like having a nice little like finished look. It looks like I tried, but I really didn't. And I don't need multiple things. I don't need a brush and then a separate liner and then a separate color and blah, blah, blah. It's all one thing and it's great. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/bestfriends. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/bestfriends. For 10% off your first order. Why not grocery shop from the comfort of your couch? With Thrive Market, the no junk food healthy grocery store, you can. Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. Whether you're looking for organic kid snacks, low sugar alternatives, or gluten-free pantry essentials, they restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories. Use their on-site filters to curate your own shopping experience to make simpler, healthier swaps. Thrive Market is great for my lifestyle right now because I don't like leaving my house. I love things being delivered to me. I love when it's specific for the things that I need, especially my dietary restrictions. I love snacking on chips, and I'm so glad that they have grain-free tortilla chips because they're gluten-free and they're healthy and good for you. Non-GMO, grain-free, it's perfect for what I need. Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/bestfriends for 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/bestfriends. thrivemarket.com/bestfriends.
Oh my word, Christmas is coming. Santa Claus is going to shimmy down the chimney.
Shimmy, shimmy, shimmy.
Shimmy, 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 and leave me things.
Oh, yeah, you think so?
What do you mean, think so? That's how Christmas works.
Yeah.
Santa lives at the fucking North Pole in a semi-happy marriage with Mrs. Claus. They have a bunch of little slaves who make toys for the kids of the world if they're good. He shimmies down the chimney and he leaves me things. Why? What is going on?
Yes, that is what happens.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And then when you lose a tooth, the tooth fairy comes and she leaves you money. And the reason why I carry a piece of my tooth with me at all times is because I don't know when she's coming. It's still in my purse. I don't know if I'm ever going to take it out.
I don't think you should at this point. You should make it a keychain.
It's not big enough.
Put it in a little glass orb and then attach it to a keychain.
Oh my God. Maybe I will. And people will be like, what is that? I'll be like, a piece of my tooth that cracked right off after eating a French fry. The softest food possible. Sashir, my mouth hurts all the time.
Still.
I think this is how I am going to be for now. From now on. My mouth will just always hurt.
Wait, does something else need to happen? Or?
I don't know. They keep doing things and it still hurts.
Oh,
so I'm going to let them stop doing things. I'm going to let them stop doing things. I don't know how to make that sentence any better, but I'm not going back there unless it's for a cleaning.
Yeah. I got my teeth whitened at this dentist's office. And it was like, I didn't realize it was an old school way to do it. It was where they like put a light on your teeth, and the assistant asked like, what's your sensitivity level? And I was like, my teeth are sensitive, like cold things bother my teeth. And she's like, well, if they're really sensitive, I would put it on like a low or medium setting, but we'll just put it on high and then like see if it starts hurting, we'll put it down. And I was like, okay. And she put it on high, and it was like, I had to sit there for like an hour. It was like four increments of 15 minutes. And in the last one, I was like, ooh, ouch. This is starting to like feel like pingy in my nerve. And I said something. She's like, oh, okay, we'll crank it down. And so it was only cranked down for like 5 minutes out of an hour. And then I left and my mouth was just like attacking my head. It was like, talking and be like, ooh, whoop. Like it was like so painful for 2 days. And she's just like, yeah, I might just start doing that. And I was like, why the fuck did you do this to me? We should have put it on medium.
Yeah, she should have just put it on medium or low for everybody. Nobody needs high.
I think maybe she was like, you're a young person. Your teeth can't be that sensitive. But I was like, I just told you with my mouth that my teeth are sensitive.
I don't like her. What was her name? Janet?
Yeah, it was Janet.
We hate Janet. Fuck Janet.
We should go get Janet.
Yeah, let's get Janet. Get her.
Yeah, so I'm not going to do that anymore.
Yeah, you could do the whitening strips at home. I think they're rather effective.
Yeah, that should do them.
I've done them like 3 or 4 times.
Oh, nice.
I don't know, like look in the mirror and I'll be like, they need to get a little whiter. And then I'll slap them on for like an hour or two. And I'm like, I feel good.
Just cheesing to yourself.
Mm-hmm. Looking in the mirror going, I feel good. I have to tell you something. I need to publicly thank you for my piece of cakes. My piece of cakes. I'm having trouble speaking today.
Pieces of cake. Good.
Pieces of cake from the Madonna Inn.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sashir. It's one of the nicest, most thoughtful presents that I've gotten. It's my favorite cake. It is so moist and so fluffy, and it's just as good as I remembered.
I'm so glad. Yeah, I was driving. I passed it on the way up to Big Sur, and I was like, ooh, I gotta remember to do that when I come back down. And then driving back to LA from Big Sur, I was like, we're gonna get some cake. And then we went in there, and I tried to put it in like a plastic box, and I was like, uh-uh, give me one of those pretty boxes. And they're like, okay. I'm not eating this here. I'm giving it to a friend. And then, yeah, came to your door, and then you didn't answer because you were in the shower.
No, sorry. God bless. I was lathering my body up.
It's okay. And I left it at your doorstep. And I was like, I hope she likes it. And then you did.
It was one of the nicest presents. It made me so happy. I said, I squealed. I oinked like a pig. I was like, oh, no. And I scurried inside. I was running late to, I think, a voiceover session. And I opened up my cake and I gobbled it down. And then sent a text message that I was going to be 15 minutes late. I needed to have cake.
Let me eat cake.
Yeah, who's that lady who said, let them eat cake? That's who I was.
Marie Antoinette.
Mmm. Kirsten Dunst played Marie Antoinette.
She did. I thought she did a good job.
She famously wore Converses under her dress. I've never seen the movie, but I know that fact.
Yeah, I think that was like all the promotional materials. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the only thing I remember.
She was like a cool, chill princess.
She was like, cool, I'm wearing flats under this dress. But honestly, anybody wearing a big, long dress, if you're not wearing flats, you're a fool.
Yeah, no one's seeing your feet.
No one's seeing your feet, and you might trip.
Ain't worth it.
Ain't worth, oh, what song am I trying to sing? Ain't worth it. Oh, I can't. It's a Christina Aguilera song. Ain't nobody worth it. No.
Ain't no other band in the plan.
Yes. I wasn't singing any of the right words except for ain't.
Oh my goodness.
Wow. I can't believe you got that.
I also can't believe I got that.
Oh, wow. That was nice. I gave you nothing.
Yeah, but I'm, you know, used to talking to you.
I don't know if that's a good thing, a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing. It's just like I'm
used to your nonsense.
No, I have to like, you know, I'm used to the clues you give me. Like you like will be like, it's kind of like a puzzle where you're like, here's a color, here's a sound, here's a date. And let's figure out what I'm trying to say.
That's funny. A sound, a color, and a date. Okay. Meep, meep. Purple, August 29th.
your birth date? Like when you were born? Yeah, you coming out of the womb?
Yeah. Yeah, you got it. Okay. Burnt sienna, May 6th.
When I was born.
Uh-huh. I'm giving you easy ones. Okay. Bang, bang. Blue. July 4th.
Is it Independence Day?
Yeah. You're really good at this.
I feel like the dates are really giving it away.
Yeah. I can't think of any dates, but like very obvious ones.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your own body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now, politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that will block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. That's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctor. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future.
Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Should we do a quiz or should we answer people's queries?
I think we should answer queries.
Yeah.
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 Well, yeah, I'm glad you like that cake. I told you already, I tried to get it for your birthday. But it, yes. Like, it was, and I know you've tried it too, so it's not like I could think of anything that you couldn't, but
yeah, it's tough because it's like, are you gonna pay a task rabbit to do it? That's very expensive.
But and I couldn't even do that. I tried and it was like the task rabbit zone wouldn't, there was no way to do it. It's like you either have a task rabbit in LA or one in San Luis.
I think what you would have to do is have one in San Oopsie Loopsie. And then someone in the middle to like hand it off to, and then someone, and then the middle person drives to LA, and then the LA person gets it.
Yeah. They just should deliver to LA or just figure it out.
Yeah, Madonna in, get real, get a clue. Yeah. How about that?
All right, let's do a question.
Okay.
Hi, Sashir, Nicole, Jordan, and Kamamkeys. I'm a big fan of the podcast, and I have a query. So my name is Gertrude. I don't know why that's the first name that came to mind. And I may or may not be a sugar baby. And on the hunt for sugar daddies. And I use this website, but y'all, there are so many married ass men on this website. And so far I've avoided all of them because I don't really want to mess with married men. But then it, like, it's slim pickings for ones that aren't married. And I've been contemplating broadening my availability to these married guys, but I don't know. I want your opinion. Try to mess with a married guy. Ooh. It sounds toxic, right? I shouldn't do it. But like, did I? All right, love you guys. Bye.
I'm guessing this person's trepidation might be disrespecting that married man's partner or the morality of it. You are already, I guess, either dating or hooking up or just entertaining a man who is only there to pay you. Like, it's already a transactional interaction. And this might be a callous thing that I'm saying, but part of me is like, if this married man wants to fuck up his marriage, that's on him.
It's not your fault.
That's not your fault. If you didn't say yes to participating in a thing with the married man, he's going to go to a different sugar baby and do it. It's not like he's not going to because you said no or didn't respond. So I'm kind of like, you can just get that money and be about your business and hopefully their thing. And you also don't know what people's arrangements are. You also don't know, maybe this person's married, but maybe, I don't know, maybe his wife's or whoever this person's married to, maybe they're not in love. Maybe it's a marriage for show. Maybe that their partner's also dating or having sugar babies as well. Who knows? You don't know what their deal is. I don't know if you need to weed out all married men solely because they're married.
I absolutely agree. Like, if this person's gonna have a sugar baby, why not let it be you? And yeah, you don't know their arrangement. You don't know any of that stuff. And also, she shouldn't be mad at anyone but him. Because that's the person she has an agreement with, or them, whoever.
Yeah.
The spouse has an agreement with them, not you. You have nothing to do with that relationship, that marriage. So I say go for it. Get that money.
Get that money.
Get that money. Does anyone else want to chime in? Jordan, Kimmy, Jessica.
I agree. it's a transaction, and that it's between the sugar daddy and their significant other to figure that out.
Yeah.
And I agree, because like, even being on like dating apps, there's so many couples who are like, we're looking for a third. You never know what's happening behind closed doors. And also, I think sugar daddies and sugar babies are so interesting to me. And I'm over here like, I got debt. I would like a sugar daddy. I'm single. Let's do this.
Yeah, really, we should ask this person to call back and tell us what websites they're on to get these daddies.
Yeah, I'll be a sugar baby.
You've been asking for it for
I really
months.
Have. Specifically Ed Bastian. And I don't know what's going on. Ed, please.
Yeah, Kimmy, do you have any thoughts?
I think my only devil's an advocate thought, because I agree. Everyone's an adult. If everyone's like consenting and aware, like, you get to make your own decision and there should be no shaming involved. I think the one thing that is worth thinking about and making a decision about is, if for some reason you are a part of causing someone pain, is that going to affect you? Is that going to affect your relationship to relationships? And for some people, I think they're able to have that boundary. And if you can, good for you. But I think it is still fair that even if you can do it, will this actually bring you the happiness you want? And that's just like your decision. That's fully your decision. I think for some people, if for some reason they caused pain for someone, that could hurt them.
Yeah.
But for some people, that wouldn't hurt them. So I just think it's worth thinking about that. That's my two cents.
No, I love that. That's a great other opinion.
It was great two cents.
Great two cents. Yeah.
Put it right in the bank.
Jessica?
I feel like we all have our thresholds, right, of what we find acceptable. And I think she found it originally and then said, well, maybe, just maybe. And it feels more like she's not necessarily, she's asking for a validation that she's already going to do. She just needs someone to say, yes, go for it. That's what it is.
She's already going to do it. Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. She's probably already like, can you just tell me it's okay?
And we are, baby.
And we are telling you it's okay. So go for it. It's fine.
I do that sometimes where I'm like, is this okay? I was like, I've already done it. I did it.
I just want someone to make me feel better about it.
Just let me know that it's okay that I've done it.
Solved. Let's do another.
Hi, Nicole and Sashir. First of all, I absolutely love you both. And I listen to the podcast religiously, and I'm trying to indoctrinate almost anyone I know to listen to it as well. But I have a problem with my best friend, and I was hoping you'd ask me some advice. We've been best friends for 7 years now, and I absolutely love him to death. We are inseparable, same mind all the time, other than the fact that he is one of the most problematic people I've ever met when it comes to board games and general games that are competitive. He is super kind, super sweet to everybody until a board game or any game that he's good at comes up, and then he genuinely wants to fight everyone, it seems like. And I don't know how to tell him that the last time I was hanging out with the rest of our friends who are newer to the group and kind of just started having new friends, they all openly told me that they love our friendship, they love us, they love both of us, but they cannot stand playing games with him. And he keeps texting the group chat being like, when are we going to play board games? When are we going to play Smash Bros? And all of them keep kind of avoiding the answer and skirting around the fact that they don't want to make a plan for it because they don't like playing with him. And I've brought it up in the past, especially since one birthday he was talking shit and like being really aggressive about it with everybody, and everybody slowly started obviously showing that they weren't appreciating it. But he's very dense to the fact that people don't like him sometimes when it comes to this stuff, and I ended up crying in my closet because I was so stressed out on my own birthday. And when I told him about that years later, he cried profusely and was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I've done something like that. While I'm just still sitting there like, well, you still do it. It's still kind of a problem. And I think he's just so in the moment of being like, oh, we're going to play games together, that he kind of just throws out the window the idea of kind of checking himself. And I don't know how to encourage that without kind of being the mean person that's just like, hey, no one likes you. So if you guys could help me out with a way to tell him that that's the case, I would really appreciate it. Because I don't want to hurt his feelings. Thank you so much. And I love you guys so much. Bye.
I think there's a world where you can tell your friend, hey, remember how you made me cry and we talked about it and you were upset that you made me cry? Well, you're overly competitive a lot of the times, and that turns people off. So maybe if we do make a date to, like, have a game night, you got to turn it to, a six.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think also if you – I don't know what their dynamic is, these friends. If it sounds like the friend is very comfortable shit-talking. and if you have, roasty – banter, or like where you can make fun of each other, you could be like, haha, you're bad at this, you know, like you're not fun when we play games. And it doesn't have to be like a serious talk, or I don't know, next time he asks, can we play game night, we're like, no, you're bad at game night, we don't do that with you. We actually all made a rule, we don't do that with you. Okay, see you Tuesday for coffee. That's what some people are just not.
We don't do that with you. See you next Tuesday.
Yeah. It sounds like you already had a conversation about this. This person made you cry on your birthday. You told them about it, and they're still really bad at this. I think this is a person you don't play games with, and I think that's okay. And I think you can say that so they can stop asking and know, oh, all right, I guess I won't ask this group. Maybe they'll ask a different group. Or who gives a fuck? They're making you cry. Don't play games with this person. So I don't know. I think I'd be totally fine being like, oh, we're not doing that. But we can watch a movie. We can get dinner. We can make dinner. We can do literally anything else because I love you and I love being around you. This is a part that I don't want to be a part of in your life. I know you love games. I hope, God bless. I hope you find other people who enjoy games with you. I do not.
I feel like your answer is also colored by you hate game night.
Well, maybe. Okay. Sure. I hear that. I don't hate game night. I don't enjoy game night.
You hate a game night.
I don't. Yeah. I often ignore invites to game nights because I would rather be talking. I'd rather be hanging out with my friends than playing a game.
Fair. I mean, I'll play one game a night. Mm-hmm. I'll play a rousing round of Uno. But I can't do a full-blown game night. That's crazy. That's wild to me.
I have friends who are like line up multiple games, or they have like a roster of like games they could be playing. Like there's some people who are serious about this. And God bless. Go forth. Play games.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I'll see you after. Or before. I'd rather just...
Yeah, I'll come to your party, and then as soon as Monopoly comes out, I'm fucking gone.
I've literally left my friend's place as soon as games started. I was like, okay, bye. It's so nice to see you.
That's very funny. Wait, Sashir, don't you want some water? Wait, you didn't even take off your coat. You were planning on leaving the whole time.
Yeah, but I feel like I would have the same opinion if I didn't have that perspective on game night.
That hatred of game night.
If I didn't hate game night, I think I would still tell our caller to just say, no, we're not going to play game night with you. I don't think you've already explained enough to this person, and they have not changed.
It might just be easier to say, we don't do that with you, so sorry, God bless.
Yeah, I think that's reasonable.
And solved.
Solved.
Sorry, what were you saying? I screamed solved over. You trying to say something?
Oh, that I don't know if you need to worry that much about hurting their feelings because they literally made you cry on your birthday in a closet. So like, I'm kind of like, I don't know. I feel like Jordan said treat him like a toddler. Hey, pal, buddy.
Hey, buddy. So I know you love playtime, but you can't have playtime anymore if you're not going to behave well. Okay, buddy.
You got to play nice. And so far, you haven't been playing nice. So maybe
you've been naughty.
You should sit in a corner while we play a game, okay? And then maybe you can see a good example of what it's
face
like to play
a game. Face the corner and wear a dunce cap, you fucking idiot.
Okay, wait. Jordan must explain what she meant. Oh.
What I love is that I make that comment and the two of you are very like sweet and like parental, where I was like my imagery is like invite him over, and the moment he starts being a jerk, be like, we're done playing the game, and like rip it away from him. That's what I meant by treat him like a toddler. But your view was way more sweet than mine. Mine was very aggressive.
Well, ours was also condescending, so it was
very like, condescending,
wasn't sweet. Yeah, I don't know. Because I feel like if you try to tell him what's going on in the moment, he won't see it because he's already yelling. Because he's already in a blind rage of
And then she's already headed to the closet to cry.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, let's just avoid this altogether.
Solved.
Solved. One more.
Yeah.
Hi, Nicole and Sashir. I am such a huge fan of your podcast. I was just wondering if Nicole could say the name of the company of removable wallpaper that she uses for her office. She always mentions it across her podcast. And I'm just curious what brand of removable wallpaper you use and if you have any other interior design tips, because you seem to be really into it. And maybe, you know, if Sashir can have Sashir, Nicole can have her wallpaper podcast. Thanks.
It'll be this, well, I'll be with wallpaper, Nicole. Well,
what?
I was trying to think of a sit cheer. Sit cheer with sit chair for wallpaper and Nicole.
Buy her wallpaper.
Yes. This is great. Buy our wallpaper.
I didn't realize how weird I said that until you repeated it.
Which is also funny because you just had to make wallpaper sound like buyer, but you made buyer sound strange too. Buyer wallpaper.
Buyer wallpaper. So the wallpaper in my office is little black squiggles on white. And that is from Bobby Burks from Queer Eye, his wallpaper collection. Mm-hmm. But honestly, you can get do-it-yourself DIY already sticky wallpaper truly from anywhere. Spoonflower, Burke Williams has a lot of good ones. Minton? Can you Google that, Kimmy? Do you mind? Because that one's my favorite. I think it's Minton King. It's hard, but it peels right off. So if you're in an apartment, it's really great.
Have you already peeled any off? Like any wallpaper that you put up? You put up more than just that, right?
Yeah, there's also some on the other side of the room. I have not, yeah, Minton.
Milton?
Milton and King is one of my favorites. I have yet to pull it off.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But it comes right off.
Are there any tips on putting your own wallpaper up that you have learned or that having done it a couple times that you would recommend to people?
Yeah, hire someone else to do it because it's really, really, really hard.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan says you should blow dry the paper when you peel it off. It helps peel it off. Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Also easy to peel off if you don't clean your walls or do any of the prep they tell you to do.
Oh, is it easy to peel off if they're dirty?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have a couple of things like coming off at the bottom because I didn't prep my walls well.
But you know what? I like that you took this mission on. You know?
Thank you. It took 16 hours to do one wall.
I would imagine. That's a lot of like lining things up, and it's a whole
so
wall.
Long.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, boys, do you want to help me? The boys that used to live with me, and they were like, no. Very rude.
No. Well,
but Etsy is another place to go for wallpaper. Yeah. Yeah, the internet has a lot of things and it's not that expensive.
Oh, nice. That's good to know. Yeah,
that's it. I do like interior design. I love mixing and matching shit and finding things. Like, I found these fabulous chairs from dolphinflamingo.com.
Yeah, you sent that to me. I was like, did you make this website?
Imagine www.NicoleBeyerPresents.dolphinflamingo.com.
I also like this as Nicole Beyer Presents. Like, people are rarely presenting websites.
You've never seen a website presented by somebody? I don't think. Wake up, Sashir.
All right. Solved.
We did it.
We did it.
If you have any queries, questions, concern, thoughts, praise, you can email us at NicoleAndSashir@gmail.com. Or you can call, text, or leave us a voice message or memo at 424-645-7003.
We also have merch at podswag.com/bestfriends.
You like reading? We have transcripts for our new episodes. Check them out at our show page at earwolf.com.
Lastly, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. That is the easiest way to support this show.
Yes, queens, divas, and kings. See you later.
You actually, I like these impromptu sign-offs you did. See you later.
I'm just having fun.
Me too.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life. Don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.